No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plain Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir? I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'm glad to. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me along, Cam Dennis. We are your crew for Just Plain Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Hey, we're just a few weeks away from AirVenture. We're going to talk about that. We've had a new sighting of Jetpack Man. And if you don't know who that is, we'll tell you about it a little bit later on. But first, we're going to kick off today's big show with a friend of Dennis. And I've met Chris a few times, too. But Dennis just spent some quality time with our buddy there from Apario. So, Dennis, I'll just hand off to you. What were you doing in Chris's backyard, first off?
Well, I actually kind of made a point of going up there. I was up in Minnesota visiting family for a wedding last week. And I figured, you know what? I've been meaning to go to Apario to see where my transponder and Stratus receivers were built. And I figured this is a perfect opportunity in between, you know, the family events. So I made the drive from Duluth, Minnesota, over to Fargo, which actually wasn't too bad.
Yeah, and Chris was waiting for you there to give you the nickel tour.
Well, he didn't kick me out, so that's, you know, a positive.
That's an upgrade from last time, maybe, Chris. I don't know. Welcome to Just Plain Radio. First off, how you doing?
Hey, Greg. Great to be back with my friends. With you guys. And it was great to be able to entertain Dennis and Fargo. It's always interesting that my phone gets more active for visitors in the summer up here in the Dakotas and, you know, Minnesota, North Dakota. It's beautiful summer weather, 73 yeah. degrees today. And that's when people want to come visit. No one calls me in January, February when it's negative 30, right?
Yeah, who would have thunk it?
Airplanes are frozen, you know?
Everyone, so, actually.
Yeah, it's always great to have friends up in Fargo and to be able to show off our shiny tools and see the facility.
Does that happen quite a bit, Chris, or is this kind of a unique thing? You guys don't like have an open house where people can just show up at your doorstep, I assume.
We don't. Once in a while, a pilot will stop in that they're, you know, landed at the airport because we're right across the street and, you know, they've got a unit and they want to talk to someone. Or we've even had people come in with units that say, hey, can I have someone look at this? It's not, you know, a retail store, obviously. It's a big factory, but
right.
It's not a daily, weekly thing, but definitely open to, giving tours when people want to come in. It's, obviously a secured facility and, you know, SMT lines with, wearing smocks and shoe straps and things like that, right? So you don't want to be frying circuit boards. So, mm-hmm. And we don't allow pictures and things like that. But otherwise, yeah, we're definitely, people want to take a tour or know me, we smock up and go for a tour.
Well, there you go. Well, I mean, just make sure you reach out first before just showing up.
yeah, we appreciate that.
I mean, Dennis, you gave him a heads up, I assume, before you showed up. Didn't you?
Yeah, he had a couple weeks notice He had time to think his life's choices and still said, come on over.
Yeah,
I was going through the excuse Rolodex and I couldn't come up with one, so I let him in.
Well, you go.
And I'm appreciative because, you know, it just amazes me that, you know, in this day and age where everything's made in China, you know, that we have a very vibrant manufacturing business in Fargo, North Dakota, making, you know, all sorts of electronics. And the fact that my transponder and the ADS-B receiver were built, you know, right there from the component level, circuit boards and everything, all in-house. That's impressive.
Well, what were you hoping to learn there, Dennis, by your little tour, other than just hanging out and, you know, having some quality time with your buddy?
Well, you know, I've been around electronics and gadgets for, you know, pretty much my entire life. And so seeing, you know, from start to finish how, you know, things come out from a circuit board to a completed product is pretty impressive. And the fact that I rely on this equipment every day, it was really nice to see the people and the process and the equipment and how, you know, how much is involved in actually making, you know, a product like this.
Yeah. How big of a facility are we talking, Chris? Describe it for people.
Yeah. The manufacturing building. So we have two buildings here in Fargo, and the manufacturing building's about, we'll call it 50,000 square feet. We're currently running two SMT lines, in there, which is surface mount technology. So you're printing, you know, taking green boards and stenciling them and, you know, picking parts and placing them on a board and baking them and testing them, and then you do your final assembly. So it's in a gorgeous facility. You know, it's really top notch, pretty spoiled there for the, you know, seeing what I've seen in other companies. And like Dennis said, you know, doing this in-house, controlling all the supply chain, controlling the people that are making the boards and training, and you know, instead of relying on a contract manufacturer overseas somewhere, is such a big big accomplishment for us. Not only just because of you know, quality control, but just pride, you know, and that you know, we're not you know, shipping it somewhere else to get built, and doing it in house. Makes you feel good that we're, you know, contributing to U.S. manufacturing.
Made in the USA.
You can do this here.
There you
it
go.
Is, yeah.
Yeah. And how many people are we talking there from Fargo? Don't you know? All right. Well, I don't know. I'm trying to do the accent. I don't even know.
Yeah.
Fargo.
Yeah. You know.
You got to get the true coat.
True coat. Yeah. Get a tube. Yeah,
I don't even know. North here, we got about. I think there's like 60, 70, 80 people over in manufacturing, something like that. But. Yeah, they're also building other products for other parts of the business. But so aviation is not the only, or the Stratus and Apario aviation products aren't the only ones that are coming out of the, you know, facility here. We've got a former sister company that has agriculture electronics that they're building as well out of here. So
gotcha. So Dennis, you saw a lot how they put these things together. Obviously, you were impressed. You like the fact that they're made in the USA. That's always a good thing. Anything else catch your eye? Did you see something you weren't supposed to, that you're not allowed to speak about, or what?
I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill
you. Exactly. So. He doesn't even tell me, and he wants to kill me, Chris.
Well, so that's... there's a list of people like that. Anyway, but we did get a chance to actually get some hands-on with the Stratus 4. I mean, it's been out for, you know, I think over a year now, and I've seen it at the trade shows, but to actually be able to sit down at your desk there and start using it, definitely a worthy upgrade for my aircraft. But I also think that there's going to be an uptick in demand for these devices with the potential ADS-B in rules that are, you know, looking to come out with, like the Rotor Act and stuff. I just think it's really smart that they've got that built-in display now where you can just have the traffic right on the little device and set it on your glare shield. You can use it with ForeFlight or not. It's up to you.
And obviously you saw this coming, Chris. You and the gang there at Apario. So are you always working to try to just stay one step ahead of what you see the market doing, or what?
Yeah, for sure. It's you know, product development is such a balance, because sometimes you get lucky, right? And you think ahead and you plan for it and you do it. And then sometimes you're, you know, because it takes time to develop a new product, right? So when you have a new product get launched, you're already thinking of and working on the next one, because it takes you a couple of years to just launch a new product. You know, after all the R&D and engineering and then test and making sure this thing is going to be manufacturable and that customers are going to enjoy it. But so adding the, you know, a full color touchscreen was important to me, because you know, so many times where I've been flying and my iPad overheats, or I forgot to charge it and then I had to plug it into my USB power charger and it's taken a minute to turn on, having that information, you know, readily available right next to you, whether it's in front of your face or to your side, you know, is important. And then, you know, from future upgradability, we've done this multiple times now. So we started shipping this product in about January of last year or this year, but we did launch it at Oshkosh last year. And since then, we've done numerous firmware updates that, you know, changed the way the screen looks and functions, right? And added additional features, and we can continue to do that. So you don't want to make it too complex. You know, you want to make it simple. You're flying an airplane, right? So you don't want to make this thing where it's like a whole series of menus to get to something, right? So you want to keep user interface, very simple and easy to use, similar to like an Apple device, right? To kind of have that same feel. When you hit on the ADS-BN and Rotor Act and stuff, right? Some of those things you just kind of get lucky with, but great little product.
Well, Apario's been a leader in this category for sure. And you can look them up there at AirVenture. They'll be there in Oshkosh, I know. And of course, the website is what?
StraightUpApario.com.
All right, Chris, thanks so much. And we got more coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Nothing beats a local when you're in a jam. And that's just one of the many benefits of having the Fly Like a Local app on your phone. Download and subscribe now for access to over 20,000 airports all across America with personal messaging and airport chat. Connecting with a local when you need it most is what makes the Fly Like a Local app invaluable and truly unique, especially when the FBO is closed and no one's around. So help out your fellow pilots and help yourself and join the community. Go to flylikealocal.com or download the app Fly Like a Local from the App Store. Or now.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Need an escape from reality for a while? Your favorite scuba action star, Mike Scott, is back in an all-new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From the brilliant mind of author Eric Douglas comes the thriller that started it all. Listen as Mike unravels the death of a girl, the protest of new development, and the systemic destruction of coral reefs, all against the stunning backdrop of Grand Cayman Island. This one's got it all. Submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface. When he was ready and completely relaxed, he wrapped his arms through the straps of the sea cushion and gently slid into the water.
Dive back into adventure with Cayman Cowboys. Also available, Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish. Download all 5 audiobooks now at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, or audible.com.